I'm Michael Lardell for Community Close-Up, and today I have a room full of people from the Parkway Playhouse to talk about The Sound of Music, the famous play that everyone's heard of. It starts this week. Actually, the two-for-one deal is coming up this Thursday on June 26th, and it's going to run through July the 12th, and they'll have a Sunday matinee on June the 29th at 2:30, and the other shows will be presented at 7:30. Now, I have a lot of the cast members from The Sound of Music that are here, and I just want them to step up to the microphone, tell me their real name, and then tell me the part that they play in The Sound of Music. So who do we have first here?
I'm Noah Gavanis, and I play Kurt, the youngest son.
The youngest son. Okay, next.
I'm Izzy Hilbert, and I play Marta.
Okay. Who else do we have?
I'm Megan Carr, and I play Liesl, the oldest daughter.
I'm Lindsay Day Henry, and I play Maria.
Okay.
I am Lisa Jo McMahon. I play the Reverend Mother, Mother Abbess.
Okay. Lindsay, tell us a little bit about the rotation scheme on some of the in the play, the fact that not all of the actors or actresses are a part of the play each particular night. So there is a rotation that goes on with that?
Only for some of the kids. There are four girls, and the four younger girls are double cast, which means that on some nights, one cast plays.
One member will be there
and
the next night. And so you can go back and see the play on another night and maybe have a different performer there.
Right, right. For just some of the kids, yes.
Okay. How many people are a part of this play? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, 9 or 10 nuns.
A lot of party guests.
Yes.
It's a large cast.
So a large cast. Large cast for the Sound of Music. Who wants to tell us a little bit about, pretend that we know nothing about The Sound of Music and give us just a little bit of the background of what The Sound of Music is all about? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, let's see. The Sound of Music is about a baron in Austria. I think the date is around 1938, somewhere around there. And the baron has, his wife has passed away, and he has 7 kids. And he keeps hiring governesses, which in today's terms, that would mean nannies to take care of the kids. And one of the nannies that is sent to him actually from an abbey because he requests help because the kids keep getting the governesses fired is Maria. So Maria comes and she becomes the best governess and the kids love her, and he eventually falls in love with Maria as well.
Famous play, though, and a lot of people enjoy that. That's a good description of The Sound of Music. Noah, step back up to the microphone and tell us a little bit about how you like being a part of the plays here at the Parkway Playhouse. You enjoy it? Is it a fun thing?
Oh, yeah.
You like doing that?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your part. What's your favorite part about your part that you get to do in the play? You get to do anything exciting or sing or...
I like the singing the... my favorite things, that song.
Yeah, your favorite thing is the favorite thing song.
Yeah.
Okay. Izzy, I know you're a singer because I've heard you sing before, but what is your favorite part of being in the play?
I think it has to be Doe a Deer. I think that's my favorite song.
Your favorite song? And so there's certainly a lot of good songs and a lot of good music in The Sound of Music. We're about to run out of time for our time this time. I want to thank everyone for talking to us today and remind you again that The Sound of Music begins this Thursday, and it's going to run through the 12th of July, so running 3 weeks, first time they've ever done that at the Parkway Playhouse here in Burnsville. And so you can contact the Parkway box office for more information or stop by and get some tickets for The Sound of Music. Michael Lardell for Community Close-Up.